Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I see life and it's passing right before my eyes. And the past is the past. Don't regret it. Time to be alive.
Welcome back to 23 after the hour. Thank you, Rick. Hanging out with me, thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, which is the main website. That's the one where all of our the archives of our interviews that we do, you know, we produce every hour. We produce five new podcasts that we put up on the website. 2,600 podcasts a year. Find me somebody else who produces 2,600 podcasts a year. That's what we do. And have been now for a long time now, right? Well, over 20 years we've been in business. And so also thousands of articles that I've written or my Brain Trust members have written, they're all there. All thousands of Brain Trust members, they're all there. You can find them. You can find somebody who's in a category of it's on your mind. And you can follow them all the way to their own website, right off of my website. We'll give you their website and you can go there. Their books are all there. And you can just so many resources. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. It's right there on the homepage. It's free, and you can subscribe. And if you don't like it, you can unsubscribe, and I'll never know about it. So I hope you'll hang out with us a little bit there. It's a website like nothing else. You've never seen anything like that before. And then also my books. The Third Ingredient is my new book with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. That book's won five international awards. I'm very proud of it. And, of course, then the one just before that, The Age of the Customer, is still a book that's still valid. People are still using it. The age of the customer.com. Of course, they're available on Amazon. So it's just you and me. I want to continue to talk a little bit about some things that are on my mind. If you remember in the last hour, I talked to Chris Bishop, one of our futurists, about drones, about blockchain, about autonomous vehicles. I want to blend that into what I've been telling you about becoming the CEO of your company, being more diligent and devoted to being the CEO of your company. For a long time, what I meant by that was you need to make sure that you were spending some time during the week or the month only thinking about where the company's going, what's coming at you over the horizon. Well, let me tell you something, folks. That advice has never been more, is increasingly becoming imperative, non-negotiable. And the reason is because of these new things that are coming at us. The digital age is coming at us at increasing velocity, and increasing complexity, and increasing sophistication. And it's creating new disruptions and new opportunities. And whether it's one or the other, it depends on what you make of it. And the only one that can, and the more you're likely to turn it into an opportunity will be in direct proportion to how soon you pick it up on the horizon. The soonest you can see something coming at you on the horizon, the sooner you can start internalizing it and thinking about it and believing it, not denying it, and starting to see which way is it going to turn. Is it going to turn in the direction of being a disruptor that I have to defend against? Is it going to turn in the direction of becoming an opportunity that I can go on offense with? Or is this a point where I can make that decision? I can make a little investment, or I can get a little bit of an education about this, or I can make a partnership or acquire some new capability or something to flip that from. Whereas if I hadn't done that, it would have definitely been a challenge or a disruption. But by doing what I did, by taking the action that only the CEO can do because you're the one looking out in the future, by taking that action, you converted it into something that's going to be an opportunity, a lever you can use for your benefit instead of a lever that's used against you. So I every day that goes by, my advice to you about spending more time as the CEO of your company, the chief executive officer, not the manager, not the general manager of your company. I know you have to do a lot of that, but you can't live there all the time. The general manager is not focused on the horizon. The general manager is focused on the front desk, on the phones, and on the customer stuff that's going on, buying and selling. That's the general manager's job. The CEO has to say, where are the opportunities going to be for us 3 years? When we get to that point on the horizon in 3 years, what will be the opportunities that will be waiting on us there? Or when we get to that point on the horizon 3 years from now, how will we be disrupted? Could that thing I'm seeing coming at us on the horizon, could it put us out of business? How bad is it? How dangerous is it? How much money is it going to take to fund a response to that? Notice I didn't say investment. I said response. What do you have to do to respond? Whatever is coming at you, folks, you're going to have to respond to it. And that response might be to close up your doors and forever, because what was coming at you was existential. It basically denied you future existence. And I'm not trying to scare you, but I am a little bit trying to get your attention so that you realize that if you're not looking at the horizon, if you're not thinking about this, then you're getting behind. You're not being the CEO. And let me tell you one way to do this. Go to your national trade group meetings. Fund that. Go there. Enjoy it. Take a couple extra days vacation. You'll find out what's coming at you over the horizon at your national trade group meetings. They do it once a year. They have regional ones, too. Check those out, folks. You'll learn a lot when you do that. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.